如果是这么重的铁链掉在地上哈、啊，然后铁链是锁在这个看守身上的，这个看守怎么还能睡得着呢？
All right, verse 10 says they passed the first and second guards. They just walked right past them. The guards probably standing there and didn't see them.
然后呢，第十节说呢，过了第一层和第二层的监牢啊，他们按道理这个门口是有这个看守的，但至少看守这时候他没有看见或者睡着了。
They came to the gate of the city, and the gate opened on its own accord.
然后他们来到临街的铁门呢，这个门自己就开了。
Okay, and then after a block, the angel disappeared.
然后过了一条街呢，天使就离开他们去了。
So, how many miracles were in that miracle?
那这里这段里面有多少个神迹啊？
Lots of miracles.
有很多很多的神迹。
Why that story?
那为什么要有这个故事呢？
Why does the Bible tell us stories like this?
为什么圣经要告诉我们这样的故事呢？
Is it not because God loves you and me? He's prepared to do things in our lives that really are miraculous. He wants to help us. He wants to support us and bless us and do things that could not otherwise be done.
所以他愿意祝福我们，他想告诉我们，他带领我们的方式都是神迹的方式，是我们没有办法想象也不能够理解的。
All right. God doesn't do these kinds of miracles for us every day.
所以神并不是说呢每一天都会给我们准确的这么样的神迹哈，每天都让我们看见。
He didn't do this miracle for James.
因为他没有对雅各，就是被刚刚被杀的雅各这么做，对不对？
But God could have done it for James.
但是神可以这么对雅各做的，神是有这个能力的。
Why did God do it for Peter and not for James?
为什么神对彼得做了，没有对雅各做呢？
God's plan.
That was God's plan. We don't know.
这是神的计划，我们不知道。
But I think that when James was in prison, he was sleeping too.
但是我也相信呢，在雅各在监牢里的等待受刑的时候呢，他也睡着了。
See, the wonderful thing is God is in charge of the life of every Christian.
所以很好的事情是呢，神在每一个基督徒的生命里都掌权。
You and I say that's wonderful, Lord.
然后我们会说呢，呀，主啊，这真是太好了。
Thank you. And do you remember the story of the three friends of Daniel who we read about in Daniel chapter 3. They were called Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael.
你记得但以理的三个朋友在但以理书的三章里这三个朋友吗？
And Nebuchadnezzar said, bow down and worship that image.
然后尼布甲尼撒跟他们说呢，你们要跪下去拜那个金像。
And they said no.
然后他们说不。
And he said, if you don't, I'll put you in the fiery furnace.
然后尼布甲尼撒说，你们要不拜呢，我就把你丢到火窑里去。
And they said, you can, but remember this. If God wants us to be delivered, he'll deliver us. And if God doesn't want to deliver us, we're still not going to bow down to your image.
然后他说呢，你可以这么做，那三个人说，跟王说，但是呢，如果神愿意把我们带走呢，他就把我们带走。如果神许可我们继续留下来呢，我们还是不会拜你的金像。
And God did deliver them.
然后神真的救了他们，他们在火窑里都没死。
But it didn't matter what the outcome was. They said our God is in charge and he will do what is right and we are going to trust him.
所以不管什么样的结果呢，他们都在说他们的神是掌权的，神是掌权的神。
So that's what we do when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. We say, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
如果我们也在我们身上也是一样，我们信靠主的时候呢，我们也知道主在掌权，不用担心明天的麻烦。
But we say, I would rather go into tomorrow trusting in the God who loves me.
你会说呢，我宁可去怎么样进入明天呢？去相信那个神他爱我，以这样的心态进入明天。
Than to go into tomorrow trusting in myself.
而不是说相信我自己的能力，以这样的心态进入明天。
Trusting in the world, in the people of the world around me, who I know don't really respect me very much.
因为我们知道呢，相信我们身边的人呢，其实这些人他并不是真的能帮助我们，尊敬我们。
Resting on the teaching of the devil, who I know does hate me.
然后呢，信靠那魔鬼的教导啊，其实这个魔鬼是恨恶我的。
So if you have to face tomorrow, who would you rather go with?
如果你必须要面对明天，你会愿意跟随谁呢？
And we say, okay, I want to go with Jesus.
我们说呢，好，我要跟随耶稣。
All right, so that's where we are. Verse 11 then.
11节。
Somebody can read, please, verse 11.
谁帮我们读一下？
彼得醒悟过来，说我现在真知道主差遣他的使者救我脱离希律的手和犹太百姓一切所盼望的。
All right. Then Peter came to himself and said, Now I know without a doubt that the Lord sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were anticipating.So the masses, the Jewish people, they wanted Peter dead.
大部分的犹太人其实他们都是想要彼得死的。
So what do politicians usually do?
那政客们一般做什么呢？
Politicians usually do what the people want them to do, don't they?
政客们都喜欢做人们大多数人要他们做的事。
God said to Moses, Moses, you are supposed to lead the people, and you tell them to do what I want them to do.
所以上帝跟摩西说呢，你要告诉人们哈，告诉百姓我要他们做的事。
Okay, and that's the way Moses was. He led the people God's way.
这就是摩西做的，他用神的方式带领民众。
But most leaders, most political leaders, simply do what the people want them to do so that they can be re-elected.
但是大部分的政客呢，他们是取悦于人呢，人要他们做什么，他们就做什么，以方便他们能再次当选。
Do you think Moses would ever have been?Re-elected.
你觉得摩西会被再次当选吗？
They probably say, "Listen, you've had 4 years, Moses. That's enough. We'll get another leader now."
人们肯定会说，哎呀，摩西，你当了四年了，我们不再选你了。
Okay. Many, many leaders follow what I call the Gandhi principle.
很多很多领导人呢，他会跟随一个原则，我称它为甘地原则哈。
The Gandhi principle I name after Mahatma Gandhi, who was a leader of the Indian people in the 1940s.
那甘地原则呢，是来自于一个印度的领导人啊，叫穆罕默德·甘地，1940年代的一个印度领导人。
Okay, and Gandhi said, and this is going to be hard to translate. Gandhi said, the people are rushing rapidly onward, and I must hasten to follow them, for I am their leader.
然后甘地说呢，人们啊，也很快地往前跑啊， 所以我最好赶上他们，因为呢我可是他们的领导人。
Okay. Now the leader is supposed to lead, but you see Gandhi said I'm going to lead them by following them.
按道理呢，领导人应该是带领人走，方向是领导人定，但是呢甘地说呢，这个我最好得赶上他们，因为我跟随他们是这种带领。
And Jesus said I'm going to lead them the right way. I am the way. I'm the only way. I will lead them the right way.
耶稣说呢，我是那唯一的道路，我要带领人走那对的路。
And Peter said I'm going to lead the right way.
彼得也说呢，我要带领人走对的路。
And Herod said, I'm going to follow the people because I want to be re-elected.
然后 Herod 就说呢，我要跟随人，因为人会帮助我再次当选。
Okay. That's our problem with politics today. We need a leader who will say, I'm following Jesus, and that's what we must do.
这是我们今天政治的麻烦。我们需要的一个领导人是说，我要跟随耶稣，我要跟随神。
Alright, verse 12.
十二节。
When this had dawned on Peter, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying.
想了一想，彼得就往那称呼马可的约翰和他母亲玛利亚家去，在那里有好些人聚集祷告。
Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant girl named Rhoda came to answer the door.
彼得敲外门，有一个使女名叫罗大出来探听。
When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed she ran back without opening the door, and explained, "Peter is at the door."
听见是彼得的声音，就欢喜的顾不得开门，跑进去告诉众人说，彼得站在门外。
You're out of your mind, they told her.
他们说你是疯了。
When she kept on insisting that it was so, they said it must be Peter's angel.
使女极力地说真是他，他们说必是他的天使。
But Peter kept on knocking.
彼得不住地敲门。
And then they opened the door and saw him and they were astonished.
他们开了门看见他就甚惊奇。
Peter motioned with his hand for them to be quiet and described how the Lord had brought him out of prison.
彼得摆手不要叫他们作声，就告诉他们主怎样领他出监。
Tell James and the brothers about this, he said, and then he left for another place.
你们去把这事告诉雅各和众弟兄，于是出去往别处去了。
So where did Peter live?
彼得住在哪呢？
Well, Peter lived in many places, didn't he?
彼得住在很多人家里，是不是？
Where did he live it when we first see him?
我们先见到他的时候，他住在哪？
He lived in Capernaum, up on the northern shore of the Sea of Galilee, way up in the north.
加百农啊，北方加利利的一个镇上。
And then after that, Peter lived in Jerusalem.
然后呢，又之后呢，彼得又住在耶路撒冷。
But Peter traveled, we've seen, in Samaria, and he went to.Joppa, and then he went to Caesarea.
然后他又在撒玛利亚，又在约帕，又在凯撒利亚。
And now he's going somewhere else.
然后他去了其他地方。
And the last place we find Peter is actually in a place called Babylon.
那么最后再又看见彼得呢，是一个地方叫巴比伦呢。
Okay, and Babylon is way back.Near where Abraham started.
那就是亚伯拉罕出乌尔的就出来的那个地方。
And today it would probably either be in Iraq or in Iran. I'm not sure.
今天也就是伊拉克和伊朗那块地方。
So here's Peter, and he's moved and moved and moved and moved. God moves people around.
那就彼得他一直在动啊，一直在走，那神是带着人，是一直在走的。
Most of you have moved around more than you probably thought you would.
我们在座的有些人也是，我们人也是会走的地方会比我们想的预想的要多哈。
How many of you, when you were little children, figured that you'd live in Vancouver. Raise your hand.
你们有在座的有谁在小孩子的时候会想象你能来温哥华呢？
Okay, you weren't planning. You're here. Isn't that marvelous? We're happy that you're here, by the way.
我们也高兴你们能来哈。
But we don't plan these things.
但我们不是做计划的这种。
Who plans these things?
谁计划这些事呢？
God knew you were going to be here. I knew I was going to be here. Yes. Yeah. God is in charge. He does the planning. And so Peter was in prison one night. The day before that he was living in Jerusalem. Then he's living in prison. And now he's off to somewhere else. We don't know where he's off to.
对，所以，彼得在耶路撒冷，他坐监牢之前在那儿，然后出监以后呢，他先跟耶路撒冷弟兄们说了，然后他就走了，我们也不知道他去哪儿。
Okay, marvelous story. Verse 18.
十八节。
In the morning there was no small commotion among the soldiers as to what had become of Peter. You can imagine.
到了天亮，兵丁扰乱得很，不知道彼得往哪里去了，你可以想一想。
Where's Peter? They all ask. Okay. And all of the soldiers said, we don't know what happened to him.
每一个兵丁都说我们也不知道怎么回事。
Verse
19. 19节。
After Herod had a thorough search made for him and did not find him, he cross-examined the guards and ordered that they be executed.
希律找他找不着，审问看守的人吩咐把他们拉去杀了。
16 soldiers died.
16个兵丁死了。
Because Peter escaped.
因为彼得被救走了。
All right. So, God does His great work.
神会行他的奇事。
We've got to make sure that we're on the right side of the work that God is doing.
那我们要确保呢，我们是在神的工的做的工的对的这一边。
If we're on the wrong side, we could get into real trouble.
如果我们在不对的那一边呢，我们会有大麻烦。
Do you remember the story of the man who had 50 soldiers under him, and he was told to go and to go and capture and bring to the king Elijah.
你们都记得那五十个人在旧约里面，王啊，亚哈王差他们去抓以利亚的啊。
And so the story is, the king says to his soldiers, "You go get Elijah."
那王说呢，你们去把以利亚抓过来。
And you remember that the first man who went with his 50, he said, Elijah, you come. And Elijah said, if I'm the man of God, then fire will come down and consume you.
你都记得第一个五十个人去的时候跟以利亚说什么，以利亚你来啊，要跟我走。以利亚说，我要是神人呢，那我就愿天上降火下来啊，然后天上真的降火。
And fire came down and all those were dead.
然后这天上降火下来，这五十个人都被烧死。
So the foolish king said, all right, I'll send another 50.
这个愚蠢的王说呢，那我再差五十个人去。
A fire came down and killed them.
然后呢，火又下来啊，又烧死他。
And the rebellious king said, I'll send another 50.
然后这个悖逆的王说呢，我还要再差五十个人去。
And the wise leader of the next 50 said to Elijah, we don't want to die, Mr. Elijah. Please don't kill us.
但是这第三个五十个人的头呢就变得聪明了，他们来到以利亚面前说，我们不想死啊，你不要杀了我。
He was in a very difficult situation because he had to obey his boss, who was the king.
他在一个非常困难的环境里啊，因为他必须要顺服他的王啊，他有他王的命令。
But he knew he'd been sent by the king to do something that was very, very wrong, and he didn't want to do that, and so he pled for mercy to Elijah.
但他也知道这个命令是非常糟糕的，是错的，所以他就在以利亚那边求怜悯。
So it's very, very important that we trust the Lord, but it's very important also that we be on the side of the Lord. We want to be on the Lord's side as we do these things.
所以很重要，我们信靠神啊，要站在一切的事上，我们要站在神这一边。
All right. So, that's the story of James and Peter.
啊，这个是雅各和彼得的故事了。
But the question is, what's the story of Herod?
那希律的故事怎么样呢？
All right, so carrying on now about Herod's death.
那我们继续往下看希律的死哈。
Then Herod went from Judea to Caesarea and stayed there for a while.
后来希律离开犹太，下凯撒利亚去住在那里。
Why do you think he went there?
他为什么要住在那里？
I'd probably be terribly disappointed. What do you do if you do something and it doesn't work out at all well?
也许很失望。你想想你，假设你做一些事情，很努力想做，但最后没做成。
You see, I think I need a break. I better go on a holiday.
你会说，哎，我需要休息一下。
So Herod says it's high time for me to leave town.
所以希律会觉得那不是很好的时间，我要离开犹太了。
Verse 20, he'd been quarreling with the people of Tyre and Sidon. They now joined together and sought an audience with him. So, Herod had had some trouble with his subjects in Tyre and Sidon. They came down to talk to him.
所以二十节呢，希律呢恼怒推罗西顿的人，就是他统治地方的这群的臣民啊。那一部分，他们那地方是从王的地上得地土得粮啊。
Then it says, having secured the support of Blastus, a trusted personal servant to the king, they asked for peace because they depended on the king's country for their food supply.
因为他们从那一带地方从王的地土得粮，就因此托了王的内侍臣伯拉斯都的情，一心来求和。这是指臣民来求和。
Okay, so now here's Herod. He's down in Caesarea. He would like to have been having a holiday, but he had this meeting with the officials from Tyre and Sidon.
所以希律呢，现在他必须得去跟这个推罗西顿的人呢，要开个会了，要去见他们。
On the appointed day, Herod, wearing his royal robes, sat on his throne and delivered a public address to the people.
那希律在所定的日子呢，穿上朝服，坐在位上，对他们讲论一番。
Okay, and so here he is. He's got this. It's a political problem. The politicians from Tyre and Sidon are upset, and he is not. And so he gets all dressed up. And he probably has a crown on his head. He's the official judge. And so he's there wearing his official robes on his official crown.
所以这是一个政治的事情啊。那当时的臣民呢就要跟希律要讲论一番。那希律就坐在位置上啊，他穿了很正式的朝服坐在那听他们讲论。
Right. And so he's speaking to the people, and the people shout, verse 22. They shouted, "This is the voice of a God, and not of a man."
那是百姓喊着说呢，这是神的声音啊，不是人的声音。
Do you think they believe that?
你觉得他们相信这是吗？
If you were a politician, and everybody came up to you and said, you're a good guy. You really are a good guy. Would you believe them?
如果你是一个政客，每个人到你面前来都说，哎，你真是一个好人啊，你真是一个好人，你会相信他吗？
No.
These guys are fighting you, okay? And now they're saying, oh, you're really good. Oh, you're really good. And if Herod had used his brains, he would have said, listen, all they're trying to do is get on my good side so that they'll get what they want.
所以呢，如果希律很脑子清醒一点啊，他就会知道呢，所有这些人其实就是想奉承他来得百姓想要的东西，对吧？所以他才。
And they said, Herod, you're just like a god.
所以他们说到一个程度，说哎呀，希律你就像神一样。
What should Herod have said?
那希律应该怎么说呢？
No, I'm not God.
That's what he should have said. There's only one God. I'm not God.
希律应该说没有，我不是神，只有一个神。
Do you think Herod liked the thought?
你觉得希律
was God?
希律喜不喜欢别人把他当神啊？
I think he probably said, you know, I am like another.
他可能会觉得，你们说的是哈，我就是。
He probably said, look at me in today's language. He probably said, would you like to take a picture? I'm pretty good.
今天的话呢，他可能会说，那你要不拍张照，拍张照。我就是神了。
How foolish.What a terrible end. What happened to him? He started fighting against God, and the more he fought against God, the more deceived he became, the more foolish he became, the more vulnerable he became to do even more evil.
所以你看他从悖逆神开始啊，杀施洗约翰，然后慢慢慢慢的，他越做的错事越多，犯罪的事越多呢。他的心被罪的蒙蔽就越大，他就越来越觉得他就是神，直到最后呢，他做最糟糕的事，他就把自己当神。
He killed James, and he wanted to kill Peter. Did he do that because James and Peter were bad?
他杀了雅各，他还想杀彼得，他杀他们是因为他们是坏人吗
？No, he did it because the people wanted him to.
不是坏人，他要杀这两个人是因为民众啊喜悦他这么做。
He did it also because Peter and James were following another king who was Jesus, and he didn't like Jesus either.
那他也喜悦杀他们呢，是因为彼得和雅各是跟随耶稣的，而且呢，希律也参与了杀耶稣。
Jesus said, "I am God," because he was God.
耶稣说他是王啊，他是神，他就是神。
Herod said, "I'm pretty good too, you know. I'm like God too. They think I'm like God."
那希律也说呢，那我也很好啊，他们也说我是神呢，那我也是神。
All right. So what happens?
然后后面看发生什么了。
23节。Immediately.Because Herod did not give praise to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down. He was eaten by worms and died.
希律不归荣耀给神，所以主的使者立刻罚他，他被虫所咬，气就绝了。
Okay. God said, Herod, that's it.
所以神说希律啊，这一下你就没了。
When does God take action?
神是什么时候采取行动的？
Does he take action when you think he should take action, or does he take action when he thinks he should take action?
他是在你认为你应该觉得可以采取行动的时候采取行动呢，还是他认为的时机呢？
We often say everything's okay. I've been ignoring God all this time. Everything's going to be fine. I've been fine. Don't worry about me. Everything's going to be fine.
我们经常会说呢，一切事都很好，没有关系，不用担心，一切都很好。
But it's interesting. He didn't know it, but all this time, the worms were working inside him. Okay? We don't usually preach on worms working inside.
然后他说呢，但其实呢，你在这么想的时候呢，这个虫子其实在里面已经在做他的工作了。
Okay, so the worms have been doing their destroying work, and just at this point, I don't know, maybe did the worms just hit something? We don't know how he died, but it was the worms that finally, at that point, God had it all arranged. The worms did that, the man died.
对，但是。在那一刻，神的时间点到了，那这个虫子就要了希律的命了。
Should Herod have seen this coming?
那希律是不是应该看见这些会来呢？
Sure, he should have known. He defied God. He said no to God. He killed John. He killed James. He tried to kill Peter. Sure, this is coming. Sooner or later, God is going to win.
对，所以希律呢，其实是知道他在从杀施洗约翰开始啊，他又后来参与杀耶稣，又杀雅各。又想杀彼得，他一件一件事情做下来，其实他早晚他要知道，他要面对审判的。
Herod said I got away with it yesterday, I can get away with it tomorrow.
但希律却说呢，我昨天逃掉了，我今天也应该，明天也应该能逃掉。
Can we go back to the book of Numbers?
我们来翻一下民数记哈。
Numbers, and I think it's chapter 32. Pardon me? It's 23, it's 32. Is it 33? Are you sure you're satisfied? It says it's the one I want. I'll be sure you're satisfied. You're up. I don't know, it didn't look like 32 when I was there, 23. Alright. Somehow I've got the wrong number in my head. Just give me a moment. It is Numbers 32:23.
民数记三十二章二十三节。
Ah, yes, I had two pages stuck together there. Numbers 32:23.
民数记三十二章二十三节。
It says, but if you fail to do this, you will be sinning against the Lord, and you may be sure that your sin will find you out.
倘若你们不这样行，就得罪耶和华，要知道你们的罪必追上你们。
Okay, be sure. Your sin will find you out.
要知道你们的罪必追上你们。
How many sins has God forgotten?
有多少罪神忘掉了呢？
How many sinners has God forgotten?
神有多少罪人神忘掉了呢？
What's going to happen to your sin and my sin?
对于你的罪和我的罪会发生什么呢？
It will find us out. Either our sin will be forgiven, or God will judge our sin.
所以对我们的罪就是两个结果，或者呢，我们被赦免了，或者这个罪会找到我们，神要审判。
That's all. He's just an example for us. And Herod said, I don't need to worry, I don't need to worry, I don't. And God said, Herod, today, you're going, that's your last day.
所以希律就是这样，他犯了罪，他觉得，哎，我又逃过了，我又逃过了，我又逃过了。所以终有一天呢，罪的审判会追上他。神说，那就是今天了。
Did Herod have a second chance?
希律有没有第二个机会呢？
No. He just keeled over and died.
没有第二个机会了，他就被杀了就死了。
God gives to each one of us a second chance now, but He's not going to give us a death.
神会在今天呢，依然给我们第二个机会，我们还有机会信主，但是我们在这个地上死的那一天就没有第二次机会。
So my friend had a friend.
我的朋友有一个朋友。
And my friend's friend said to him, I don't really have to worry very much because I know how to get to heaven.
他说呢，我不用太担心，因为我知道怎么去天堂。
And he said, you know, it's only going to take me 1 minute to repent and to tell Jesus I'm sorry.And to believe him, he said, I could get saved 1 minute and I could get saved.
他说呢，我其实只需要1分钟， 我只要相信耶稣基督，接受他成为我的救主，只要这一分钟我就得救了。
And my friend said to him, that is very, very foolish. Don't do that.
然后我朋友就跟他说，你这是很愚蠢的，你不要这么做，你不要因为你知道很快你就一直等着。
He said, yes, he said, I'm okay. I'll just do what I want now. One day I will get saved, and it's only going to take me a minute to get saved.
然后他那个朋友就说呢，没关系，我就过我现在的生活挺好的，我知道我要信主就是一秒一分钟的事，我有一天会信的。
And he was riding along the upper levels highway in North Vancouver.
然后他在北温的这个地上的他骑车啊。
On his motorcycle.
在他的摩托车上。
And he was dead instantly in the crash.
然后他碰到一个车祸哈，瞬间就死了。
And he didn't have 1 minute.
他连这一分钟也没有。
Herod, what a foolish man.
所以希律啊，这个是多么愚蠢的一个人。
Okay, so that's the story. And the verse here in Numbers is, be sure, your sin will find you out. If it isn't today, it'll be another day. But you see, God remembers every person. God remembers every sin, and he says to us today, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be saved.
所以神是记得每一件罪啊，也记得每一个罪人，所以他告诉我们，你们要信靠耶稣基督，你们罪得赦免，否则罪的审判终究会追到你。
And we could say, well, maybe tomorrow.
然后我们会说呢，也许明天，也许明天。
All right, back to Acts chapter 12.
我们再看一下回到使徒行传的十二章。
Acts chapter 12. Verse 24 says, But the word of God continued to increase and spread.
神的道二十四节日渐兴旺，越发广传。
The Jews said, "We're going to stop this."
犹太人说呢，我们要停啊，我们要停止这个事情。
Herod said, "I'll help you. We'll stop this."
希律说呢，我也帮助你们，我们要停了这个道。
James was killed.
雅各死了。
Peter wasn't killed.
彼得没有被杀。
Herod was killed.
相反，希律死了。
And the word of God kept on going.
然后神的道日渐兴旺。
So what's going to happen to the truth of God in this world?
那在地上啊，神的道会发生什么呢？
Lots of bad days are coming. Lots of people like Herod will rise and persecute all manner of Christians.
那糟糕的日子会有，那会有很多像希律王这样的人来迫害基督徒。
But the word of God will continue and it will spread.
但是神的道依然会兴旺，会广传。
And the book of Revelation tells us that there's a day coming when most of the Bibles are going to be taken from the earth.
那圣经告诉我们，启示录告诉我们呢，会有那么一天啊，在地上大部分的圣经会被拿走。
And the people who don't want the gospel are going to say, this is wonderful. We finally got rid of the Bible. Everything's going to be fine now.
然后地上的那些不喜欢福音的人会说，哎，太好了，终于这个书都没了，福音也没了。
But Revelation chapter 6 and verse 14 says that God is going to send his angel into the sky.
那个时候，神在启示录六章说呢，他会把他的天使啊拆到天上去。
And the truth of God is going to be written in the sky.
然后神的真理呢，会从天上往下传啊，会在写在天上。
The people down here are going to say, "Well, we could burn this book, but how can you burn what's going on? God's written it in the sky."
那我们能把地上的书给烧了，我们怎么能够烧掉天上的天使呢？
Did I say 6:14? It's Rome. I believe it's Revelation.
Revelation
14:6.
That's 启示录啊。
I think I said 6:14, but it's 14.
Mm-hmm. 启示录的十四章六节啊，也6:14，14:6。
14:6, yes, 14:6.
启示录十四章六节哈，就是天使传福音。
We should read it together. I'm going to look it up in the right. Revelation 14:6. Then I saw another angel flying in midair, and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth, to tribe, language, and people. He said in a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water. He made it all. He is the Lord." And so we've got to worship him. So they took the Bibles away. God says, all right, the angel, you go into heaven and you proclaim it from the heavens. And it's interesting, it's in every language to every people all around the world. That's a miracle. God says, I am going to tell my message, and the message is we must fear this God. Herod didn't fear God. That was his mistake.
所以十四章刚才读的六节和七节，就是虽然地上的福音啊，地上的圣经会被取走啊，但是神依然差天使在空中。很有意思的是，用各族各方的各地的语言呢，把福音告诉地上的人。所以神的福音总是会传播的。
All right, that's the end of our lesson for today. Well, I guess, yeah, we'll pick it up next time. But questions, comments after today's message.
今天就先停在这儿，我们这十二章讲完了。下一周我们从十三章开始。那今天有什么问题吗？
我有一个问题，就是比方我们来到这个西方社会，它很多语言取自于圣经，还有节日，刚才长老说了，但是它的这个宪政还有这个民主体制是不是跟这个冲突呢？
嗯，
因为我们这里说要听神的话，然后刚才长老说那个甘地法则就是跟着民众跑。 那这个是不是有冲突？
OK, yeah, we learned that in the Western countries a lot of words and cultures follow the Bible, actually from the Bible, like holiday, holy day.
Mm-hmm.
But we find that the political structure or political system are not from Bible day. The democratic things that encourage the politician to follow people rather than God. Whether this is kind of conflict, or where this political come from, political structure come from?
Well, the political structure, the ideal political structure is Jesus Christ is King. That's the best political structure.
那最理想的政治体制肯定是什么呢？耶稣基督是王。
就没有这个 equal
democratic. Try that again.
So the equal right and the democratic.
Well, democracy is really not true because most of the people are not usually right. Most of the people are wrong.
所以民主这个概念呢，其实不是太真实的原因呢，因为它的基础的民众呢是罪人嘛，所以都是错的嘛，就是他举手不能表明他选出来的是对的。
对，而且我觉得大多数民众很容易被蛊惑的，所以这个他们没有神嘛，他当然容易被蛊惑。
Yeah, maybe you continue.
I'm not really sure how to continue. Let me tell you a little bit about the history of democracy.
那我可以给你讲一点民主的历史啊。
A few hundred years ago, there were great revivals in the English-speaking world.
那几百年前呢，在英语国家里呢，有一个特别大的 复兴 revival, spiritual revival,
spiritual revival,
属灵的复兴啊。
And many of the people in the world really knew the Bible, feared God, and many of them truly believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这样的一个属灵复兴呢，在英语的这个国说英语的这个国家里面，大部分人呢，他们是敬畏神，明白圣经，也得救信主，他们本身就是神的孩子。
So people.Were allowed to vote. They were given the vote, and democracy was good because most of the people at least acknowledged the truth of God, and they voted in a wise way.
所以在那个基础上呢，他们被许可有这样的权利去投票哈。这的原因呢，是每一个投票的人其实他都承认神，都承认圣经的权威。他们在这个基础上投出来那个结果才是有意义的。
对，只有一定素养。
But in our generation, we have said we don't need the Bible.
那在我们这一辈的时候呢，我们都说我们不相信圣经，我们不需要圣经。
So the people now don't have enough intelligence to vote for the right thing.
所以人们就没有了那足够的智慧去投出对的事情来。
So the foundation of a good society is not democracy. The foundation is a knowledge and a fear of God.
所以一个好的社会的基础不是民主，一个好的社会的基础是敬畏耶和华。
So the Americans have often said, our foreign policy is we are going to export democracy.
所以今天的政客说呢，我们的社会的基础是民主。
So if you go to people who don't understand God and you give them the privilege to vote, what are they going to do? They're going to vote for what is wrong.
所以如果你给到一群人到他们那里去，你告诉他们，他们完全不接受神，他们不要上帝，那你要他们去投，他们会投出什么来？他们投出的结果一定是错的。
Because they don't know what is right.
因为他根本不知道什么是对的。
So, someone came to Queen Victoria 100 years ago, or more than 100 years ago.
那100多年前呢，有人来到维多利亚女王那里啊。
And said to her, Queen Victoria, what is the reason that your country, England, is so powerful and prosperous in the world?
然后有人问他呢，就是为什么你？他说：“女王陛下，你为什么你的国度啊如此的繁荣，如此的强盛呢？”
And Queen Victoria reached for her Bible, and she simply said, "That's the reason."
然后女王就拿起她的圣经啊，说：“那这就是原因了。”
Now, if you go back to the days of Samuel in the Bible,
如果你回到圣经里呢，回到撒母耳的时代里。
The people said, Samuel, we want a king.
人们就跟撒母耳说呢，撒母耳，我们要个王。
All the other countries have a king.
他说呢，其他国家全都有王。
We want to be like all the other countries.
我们也想
Give us a king.
我们也想像其他国家那样，我们也要王。
And the Lord said to Samuel, Samuel, give them a king.
然后神就对撒母耳说：“撒母耳，你就给他们一个王吧。”
He said, "Samuel, the problem is I have been their king, and they don't want me to be their king anymore. Samuel, they want somebody else to be their king."
所以神就跟撒母耳说：“其实我一直是他们的王，只是他们现在不要我做王，他们要一个自己的王，这就是他们要王的背景。”
And the only good government.Is when God is king, when Jesus is on the throne.
所以真正好的政府是神是那个王，神耶稣基督是那个王，这才是。
That's part of the answer. I'm not still sure precisely what your question is.
Logical answer.
Okay, that's very good thing. That's the Bible answer. Yes. Jesus is our king. What kind of a king is he?He's the kind of king who says to Peter, you want out of prison, Peter? We're praying. We didn't talk today about the marvelous answer to prayer. All the people they were in Jerusalem for their holiday. They were all praying, and God gave them Peter, and they all said, "Hallelujah! Our God answers prayer."
耶稣是我们的王，他是个什么样的王呢？当彼得在监牢里的时候，大家一起为彼得祷告哈、啊。神是个听祷告的神呐、啊，他最后让他们看见彼得都出监了。
Amen. Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we take this time to pray because we have a God who answers prayer.
主啊，我们要用这个时候来祷告，因为我们知道我们有一位听祷告的神。
Lord, if you can answer the prayer of the Christians in Peter's day and deliver Peter from prison, you can answer our prayers too.
主啊，如果您在彼得的时代能够听他们的祷告，救彼得安全出监牢，您今天一样带领我们。
Lord, our prayer is that each one of us will say, "I want Jesus to be my Savior."
你的祷告是我们每一个人都说，我愿意基督成为我的救主。
Jesus was Peter's Savior.
因为耶稣是彼得的救主。
And Jesus would even have been Herod's Savior if he would have let him.
如果希律愿意听从耶稣呢，耶稣也会成为希律的救主。
But Herod was just as foolish as Cain was in the Old Testament.
但希律就像在旧约的该隐一样的愚昧。
And Herod said, "I sinned against God once and I got away with it. I'll continue to get away with it."
希律说呢，我对神犯罪了，我没有受惩罚，我就可以一直免于惩罚。
But then the Bible says, "Be sure, your sin will find you out."
但是圣经告诉我们，因为我们的罪的审判会找到我们。
And so, Lord, we know our sin. You'll find our sin out, and therefore we say, "Lord Jesus, would you please forgive me of my sins?"
主啊，您知道我们的罪，所以我们才来到您的面前说，主啊，你能不能赦免我的罪？
And the Bible says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us from our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
圣经告诉我们，神是信实的，只要我们认我们的罪，神必赦免我们一切的罪。
So Lord, we thank you for that. May each of us pray this prayer for our blessing and for your glory.
主啊，我们盼望我们每一个人都这样的，来到您面前祷告，为了我们的祝福，也为了你的荣耀。
We ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Amen.